Hello everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn new skills, mindset, strategies, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and create a business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for anyone interested. In this episode, we will dive into the vital role of building a strong sales team as you scale your business. Even a great product alone will not sell itself. You need a dedicated sales team to close deals and drive revenue. We will look at how to assess your specific business needs, whether it is boosting sales, generating leads, or streamlining operations, and pinpoint where to focus your efforts. To be specific, we will talk about the ideal number of sales managers to have at the very beginning, the importance of choosing the right chief of sales department, and how to create a balanced team by recognizing different personality types. Plus, I will share effective strategies for recruiting the right talent and conducting successful group interview. Understanding these dynamics will help you optimize your sales efforts and set your business up for sustainable growth. Building a team is a critical step in scaling any business, especially when it comes to sales. A product, no matter how good, rarely sells itself. 99% of time, you will need a sales team to close deals and drive revenue. But before you rush to hire salespeople, it is important to assess your current business situation and identify where the real weak spot. If you are struggling to convert leads into customers, then building a sales team should be your priority. Salespeople are the lifeblood of your company because ultimately, sales are what bring in the money. No sales, no cash. This is a simple reality that should be ingrained in your mindset. However, if your main challenge is not selling but generating enough leads or reaching potential customers, then you might need to shift your focus toward marketing. In some cases, it might be outsourcing marketing tasks to specialists or hiring a marketing expert in your team to handle your marketing tasks and improve the way you attract customers. So, what comes first? Sales, marketing, or operations? It is highly contextual and depends on the specific needs and current conditions of your business. There is no one-size-fits-all solution, and trying to lay out every possible scenario here would take far too long. Instead, you need to quickly evaluate your situation. Do you have many leads but struggle to close deals? Do you close deals easily but find it hard to attract new customers? Or do you have high demand but find it difficult to fulfill orders due to operational constraints? Your answer will determine your next step. If it is a sales issue, invest in a sales team to convert leads into paying customers. If it's marketing, bring in specialists to create a pipeline of potential clients. And if the problem is operational, where you are selling but can't keep up with demand, then you need to focus on expanding your operations. At every stage, you need to make strategic decisions based on the data in front of you. Whether it's sales, marketing, or operations, the key is understanding which part of the business needs the most immediate attention. One thing is certain, sales are the engine that drives your business forward. Without them, your company stalls, and eventually, you're going out of the market. So, while it is important to address other areas, never lose sight of the fact that sales bring money in the door. Keep this top of mind as you continue to grow your team and scale your business. In this segment, let's talk about the ideal number of sales managers for a team at the very beginning. Having 3 to 5 sales managers is generally more effective than relying on just one. Why is that? Well, consider the challenges that can arise. If you have only one sales manager and he or she got flu, okay, maybe three. Another has to go to the hospital because child is sick. And third one is still in learning training process. Now, you're left without a solid sales force to rely on. This can disrupt your sales process and hinder your ability to focus on strategic actions and decisions. While it is beneficial for business owners to engage in some sales activities early on to understand their clients and products better, it is crucial to have a sales team that can operate on a consistent basis. This way, you can step back from the daily grind and concentrate on the bigger picture, such as strategic planning and growth initiatives. Now, let's quickly mention about a chief of the sales department. It is common to assume that the best performer in the sales team should take on this leadership role. However, that's not always the case. The top sales performer may excel at closing deals and building relationships, but the skills required for leading a team are quite different. A chief sales needs to have strong leadership and management skills, including the ability to motivate the team, develop strategies, and analyze performance metrics. They must also be adept at conflict resolution and fostering a positive team culture. Simply being the best salesperson does not guarantee that someone will excel in these areas. Therefore, it is essential to carefully evaluate candidates for this role based on a broader skill set that goes beyond individual sales performance. As I mentioned earlier, determining where to focus, whether it's sales, marketing, or operations, depends on your specific context. Once you have established a sales team, it is crucial to ensure that you can provide them with a steady flow of leads. This means you need to assess your current situation thoroughly before deciding where to direct your focus and locus of control. Understanding these dynamics will help you identify which area needs the most attention. If your sales team is strong but struggling with leads, then marketing should take priority. Conversely, if you have a solid lead generation process, but your sales team is underperforming, it is time to invest in developing that team. Several years ago, I stumbled on a compelling strategy for building a well-rounded team that has worked fantastically for me and may work perfectly for you as well. This approach revolves around understanding and integrating four distinct personality types: lion, cheetah, bear, and fox. Let me walk you through how you can identify these personalities during interviews and why each type is crucial. Imagine you are conducting a group interview and want to uncover the essence of each candidate's personality. A simple yet revealing question to ask is, how do you plan to spend your weekend or upcoming vacation? This question, though seemingly casual, can provide profound insights into the candidate's personality, how they might fit into your team. Keep in mind, you should emphasize during group interviews that there are no correct or wrong answer. This can help prevent candidates from feeling pressured or thinking there is a hidden trick which might lead them to create justification to fit in a certain role. Here's how different personality might reveal the four personality types. So, let's start from the lion. When you ask a lion how they plan to spend their weekend, they might respond with something like, "Oh, I'm organizing a small barbecue with friends and I like to take charge of things, so I will handle the planning and grilling while everyone enjoys the day. It's a good chance to relax and catch up." So, this response highlights a personality that thrives on responsibility and leadership. The lion is naturally inclined towards organizing and managing activities. They don't just participate, they take control and ensure that everything runs smoothly. This trait is invaluable in team, setting where direction and oversight are essential for achieving goals. Lines are often driving behind team projects, ensuring that plans are executed efficiently and that everyone stays on track. Their ability to lead and manage tasks makes them excellent for roles that require strategic planning and coordination. In your team, a line will help keep projects organized and ensure that objectives are met effectively. Second comes the cheetah. So, a cheetah's response to the same question might be something like, "Oh, I'm heading out for a day of hiking and maybe a spontaneous trip to a new spot I've heard about. I love staying active to see where the day takes me." This answer reveals a person who thrives on action and spontaneity. Cheetahs are driven by energy and desire for immediate action. They don't dwell on detailed planning or potential outcomes. Instead, they embrace the excitement of the moment and adapt quickly to new situations. In a team environment, cheetahs are the ones who bring dynamics and enthusiasm. They excel in fast-paced settings where quick decision-making and adaptability are crucial. Their spontaneous nature can inject a sense of urgency and innovation into projects, driving progress and helping the team tackle challenges with agility. Third one is bear. So, when the bear is asked about their weekend plans or vacation, a bear might say, "I'm planning a cozy weekend at home with my family. We'll cook a big meal together, have a movie marathon, and just enjoy some low-key time together. It's all about comfort and bonding." So, this response reflects a personality that values stability, comfort, and nurturing relationships. Bears prioritize spending quality time with loved ones and creating harmonious environment. Bears contribute to a team by fostering supportive and collaborative atmosphere. They excel in roles that require empathy and teamwork, as they naturally inclined to support and nurture their colleagues. Their focus on maintaining positive relationships and ensuring that everyone feels valued can enhance team cohesion and morals. A fox might answer something with, "I'm thinking of exploring a local food festival or trying out a new coffee shop with a couple friends. I enjoy discovering new places and sharing the experience with others." So, this response showcases a personality that is innovative, exploratory, and strategic. Foxes love to explore new opportunities and experiences, and they are skilled at developing plans and strategies to achieve their goals. In a team settings, foxes are invaluable for their ability to think outside the box to find creative solutions. They excel in roles that involve strategic planning and exploring new avenues for growth. Their curiosity and adaptability can lead to novel ideas and approaches, driving the team forward and helping to overcome obstacles, sometimes in a cunning way. By understanding and integrating these personality types into your team, you can create a balanced and effective team dynamic. Each type brings unique strengths and perspectives that contribute to the overall success of the team. Whether it is Lion's leadership, the cheetah's energy, the bear's support, or the fox's innovation, having a diverse mix of personalities ensures a well-rounded and resilient team capable of tackling various challenges and achieving collective and personal goals. In the previous episode, we discussed how important and valuable a personal assistant can be, and how you can delegate tasks that don't require your personal presence or focus. In the beginning, I suggest participating in interview yourself. But remember, you should delegate some routine tasks to your personal assistant. And the process here is quite similar. Building a sales team is a strategic process that requires a mix of careful planning and practical evaluation techniques. You need people who can not only meet quotas, but also fit seamlessly into your company's culture and goals. Here is a straightforward method to help you build an effective sales team and conduct group interviews using the Sell Me This Pen approach as a key evaluation tool. So, step number one, define your sales needs. The first step is to determine what your business needs from its sales team. Are you focused on inbound leads, or do you need the people who will aggressively pursue outbound opportunities? This distinction will guide how you shape your recruitment process. For example, if you need outbound sales specialists, you will want candidates with a track record of cold calling, prospecting, and closing top deals. If inbound sales are your priority, you will look for people who can nurture relationships and turn warm leads into customers. As I've mentioned in previous episode, one of the best ways to define is to create the avatar of your potential employee. This involves identifying the ideal candidate's skills, personality traits, and overall fit to your company. Key characteristics might include strong negotiation skills, resilience, and the ability to build relationships effectively. So, to create this avatar, start by writing down the specific qualities and traits you need. Reflect on whether you need someone with extensive experience or potential, and consider the personality traits that would make someone successful in your business. Simply put, sit down and list out the desired characteristics and skills in a candidate. This avatar might include aspects like job-specific skills. It might be technical expertise, sales ability, or experience level, years in industry, or past achievements, personality traits, team-oriented, self-driven, and so on. Or it might be cultural fit with the company, adaptable, innovative, and so on. But remember, be realistic and detailed on your descriptions. It will facilitate the process of creating a job description. But keep in mind that your job description is like selling the position to potential candidates. It should clearly communicate the roles, benefits, and opportunities, making it appealing to the right candidates. Conversely, candidates must sell themselves to you by demonstrating how their skills and experiences align with the job requirements and why they are the best fit for your company. Using this avatar as a reference throughout the hiring process ensures that each stage from initial introductions to final evaluations aligns with your ideal candidate profile. This approach helps you to evaluate candidates more effectively, ensuring you find someone not only possesses the right skills, but also fits with your company culture and goals. So, here we're coming to the step number two, attract the right candidates. When posting job openings, emphasize that you are looking for results-driven individuals who can demonstrate their sales performance. This is not about hiring based on personality alone. You need concrete evidence that they can meet targets. During the resume review process, look for candidates who mention specific quotas they have met or exceeded, deals they have closed, or growth they have driven. These are your high performers who can hit the ground running. So, step number three, conduct the group interviews. Group interviews are the powerful tool, especially when building a sales team. Here's how you can run them effectively. First of all, scheduling and setup. Invite around 10 candidates, expecting at least half of them to show up. The group size should be manageable, ideally 5 to 6 candidates. Schedule the interview for 40 to 60 minutes. Group interviews save you time by allowing you to assess multiple candidates simultaneously while creating a competitive environment where candidates are more likely to demonstrate their best abilities. Secondly comes introduction. Start with a brief introduction about yourself, your company, and the position. This should take 5, maybe 10 minutes. explain the responsibilities of the role and the types of challenges they will face. Set expectations clearly and let them know that questions will be answered at the end so they won't interrupt the process. Thirdly comes candidate introductions and sell me this pen test. So next, give each candidate 1 to 2 minutes to introduce themselves, highlighting their experience and why they think they are the right fit for the role. Use a timer and stick to it. This shows how well candidates handle time constraints, a critical skill in sales where meeting deadlines are non-negotiable. It also allows you to observe their communication style under pressure. Those who can express themselves clearly and concisely often have an edge in sales. After each candidate has introduced themselves, ask them to sell you a pen. Be strict with the timing, set 1 or 2 minutes timer on, and let them perform their sales pitch one by one. This part of the interview serves you as a direct test of their selling skills and a quick evaluation of their ability to think on their feet and adapt to new situations. Observe how they structure their pitch, whether they ask questions to understand your needs or immediately dive into the sale. Candidates who can quickly assess the situation and tailor their approach are often more skillful in high-pressure sales environments. If candidates jump straight into the sale without identifying your demands or creating potential demand, it is a sign they may lack professional sales skills. In the context of hiring and evaluating candidates, the Sell Me This Pen test or Sell Me This Pen exercise is a popular test, but it doesn't have to be a pen specifically. For example, it could be any item relevant to your business. For instance, I recently heard an amusing story while listening to the podcast Modern Wisdom. In this story, a candidate was asked to sell a jug of water during an interview. Instead of delivering a traditional sales pitch, a candidate took the jug, walked over to a trash bin, and first set the bin on fire. Once the trash bin was on fire, the candidate began his sales pitch. This unconventional approach highlights that the essence of such tests is not merely about selling a specific item, but about demonstrating how candidates think on their feet and approach problem solving. Simply put, your potential candidate need to create demand, ask questions, and explain why someone should be interested in the product based on the answer to those questions. So, step number 4, assess group dynamics. Throughout this group interview, observe how candidates interact with each other. Do they listen when others speak? Do they adapt based on what's being said? Or are they only focused on their own performance? Sales often require teamwork and collaboration, so candidates who can engage respectfully and contribute to the group dynamics without dominating are likely to fit well in a team-based sales department. And now, let's talk about the final evaluation. By the time the interview ends and the tasks are submitted, you have a clear sense of which candidates stand out. The group interview or practical assignment reveals a lot more than just resumes or one-on-one interviews. You're looking for candidates who not only have the right sales techniques, but also shows initiatives, handle pressure well, and bring added value to your business. And by the way, don't forget to make notes, because after 2 or 3 interviews like that, you're probably gonna forget most of them. So, conclusion. Building a sales team is about finding the right mix of skills, drive, and adaptability. Group interviews combined with practical tests like Sell Me This Pen allow you to evaluate multiple candidates at once while saving your time. This method gives you insight into their sales ability, their fit with the team, and their potential to contribute to your business's success. By structuring the process efficiently and focusing on practical skills, you can build a strong results-driven sales team that helps drive your business forward. In the next episode, we will continue our discussion on team building by focusing on how to find the right marketing specialists. I will reveal a valuable trick for selecting a candidate and minimizing the risks of wasting your marketing budget. We'll cover practical tips to ensure your investment delivers effective results. Tune in to discover how to make the best choice for your marketing needs.
If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description. This is Levi, signing off.